So what about first language interference? Of course, learners use their first language knowledge when trying to discover the complexities of the second language, and of course second language learning is influenced by first language interference. This is clear and without a doubt. But it's limited and it's not as complete and widespread as was once thought. The first language may also influence learners' interlanguage in other ways. For example, there's the phenomenon of avoidance. So that if a learner perceives that there's a feature in the language being learned, in the target language, a feature which is so distant and different from their first, that they might prefer not to try it, not to use it. So this is avoidance. And researchers have also found evidence of learners' sensitivity to degrees of distance, and there's a reluctance to attempt a transfer over too great a distance. As was mentioned earlier on, learners seem to be reluctant about idiomatic and metaphorical uses of words and phrases in certain situations. Sometimes, too, there are difficulties in noticing. Noticing is a term that we used in one of the earlier chapters. So where there are only slight differences in the first language compared to the second language, the learner might not notice this small, slight difference and will continue making that particular error.